The Air Force's decision to delay relocation of Eielson's F-16s does not end Alaska's concerns about military downsizing. The head of a consulting team hired by the state to develop a strategy for protecting Alaska installations says financial pressure remains on the military. Washington, D.C.-based consultant Steve Hijack gave a presentation to state legislators recently during a Joint Armed Services Committee hearing. Hijack laid out federal budget control acts approved last year and the potential for additional reductions to be triggered in 2013.
Today, we're looking at $478 billion in cuts between October 1 of this year to 2022. If sequestration kicks in, that goes over $1 trillion. That's dramatic.
Hijack stressed that it's up to Congress whether the sequestration cuts occur, but even without them, the Army will downsize by 80,000 and the Air Force by 10,000 people. Congress will also decide whether base realignment and closure rounds requested by the Secretary of Defense go ahead. Hijack said if there are BRAC rounds, Alaska faces a special challenge due to the state's high operational costs.
Energy costs and base operation support costs. Not our friend in the state of Alaska when you look at things from a BRAC perspective, because remember, it starts off in BRAC with the bean counters, not the strategic guys, not the operators, just the guys that sit there and go, what are the costs, what are the maneuver acres, you know, how many planes do I have, what's the age of facilities. They look at numbers.
Hijack urged legislators to find ways of reducing military operational costs, citing subsidized electricity rates as an example of what some states have done. He added that Alaska is among 20-plus states that have hired consultants to fight for their bases. Hijack's consulting team is scheduled to provide the state a strategic plan to fight military reductions later this summer.